we lost 323 people to drowning incidents in Australia, and a big percentage of those people who lost their lives were from multicultural backgrounds.
Australia is surrounded by water.
Wherever you look in this country, there's a new place to explore. There's so much coastline. There's rivers and waterfalls. It can be exhilarating, breathtaking.
Or sometimes, to be honest, a little bit scary.
What do you find scary, Siren?
Well, the most terrifying thing in the world to me is I go to the beach and I end up on Bondi Rescue wearing cargo pants. What about you, Sashi?
I always worry as soon as I can't feel the ground beneath my toes when I'm swimming. Always makes me panic.
Some of the things Aussies take for granted about water culture have made us laugh and scratch our heads.
I could not get over the shark siren on Cottesloe Beach.
Yeah, or those tiny little bathers. What do they call them? Budgie smugglers?
I'm Sashi Pereira, a second-generation Sri Lankan-Australian comedian, writer and recovering lawyer.
And I'm Siren Jayamana. I'm also Sri Lankan-Australian and I have never learnt to swim. Like, I'm a grown man. I'm 38 years old. I've got a bank account and a job. I know how to change a tyre, but I don't know how to swim.
Don't worry, Siren. I'm going to help you and other new Australians to learn how to be more comfortable in and around the water.
This is Head Above Water, a podcast series from SBS Audio. We'll take you to a local swimming pool where plenty of adults are learning to swim.
Let's understand what to do and what not to do when we are in the water.
You'll meet a lifeguard who gives you the lowdown on what to look out for in the surf.
The lifesavers are constantly watching, and if you need any kind of help, we are seconds away from you.
Whether you're casting a line to fish,
you really are right there amongst the elements.
Or jumping on a boat for a day on the water.
The most important safety item is the vessel itself.
And it's not just about the beach or the pool. We'll also chat about staying safe while swimming in Australia's gorgeous rivers, creeks, dams and waterholes.
I love going out to swim, especially in natural areas, but you need to have your lines of defence, and knowing how to swim would be your biggest one.
So come along and help me learn to be more confident in the water and find out how you can stay safe and feel part of Australia's incredible water culture.
You can find the Head Above Water series as part of the Australia Explained podcast from SBS Audio.